Greetings, brethren. It is the 18th of November in the year 2021. It is 1:04 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this short sermon is on the COVID-19 vaccine, or the Mark of the Beast. And this also comes with assistance that I'm very grateful for from Dr. Ben Tapper and Pastor J.D. Farage, spelled F-A-R-A-G. 2 weeks ago, the U.S. government began rolling out the messenger RNA vaccine, or the COVID-19 vaccine. Do not take the vaccine. It is the early stage of the Mark of the Beast. It's akin to committing suicide. Oh, and by the way, I posted this blog last week. I've had to alter it a little bit since I came into possession of this video. Last night, in fact, Dr. Tapper actually sent it to me, and after I watched it this morning, I had to take immediate action, as you will be able to see for yourselves once I play this video. It's very important that you listen to what is being said in this video. Okay, I have the actual video itself. I don't know how long it's going to be up, but I wanted to put it in sermon form. And again, I don't even know how long this sermon will stay up. The reach of the Antichrist is very far and deep and wide. Okay, so I'm going to play this video. And again, please pay attention. It's 6 minutes, 47 seconds long.
Question number two. Will the vaccine change your human DNA? Answer, yes. And I would suggest that this is why we're told in Revelation 14, 9 through 11 that we just read, that those who take it will be damned and doomed to eternal torment. They will drink to the full from the cup of the indignation and the wrath of God. Why? Because they took the mark? Wow, that seems kind of disproportionate. Oh, wait a minute. Not when you understand that those who take it are no longer human. Actually, December 13th, if you're interested, we devoted an update to the altering of the human DNA as it was in the days of Noah, where the bloodline was corrupted by Satan's seed and the human DNA was changed. That's why God destroyed the earth, doomed and damned the earth. They were no longer human. They were a hybrid. See, Jesus came as a man to redeem man. And Satan knows that. And that's the why behind the what. Okay? Let's talk about this. Again, this is why we go to Scripture first, right? A couple weeks ago, on December 22nd, I hesitate because we tried to provide the links, but they kept getting taken down to this video. So what we actually have is the link to Truth Matters, their website, where I don't know if it's there yet. I sure hope they post it. But it's a must-see video of a full interview with Catherine Austin Fitz. And it's part of a documentary that's going to be coming out. So the interviews with these doctors and experts and professionals are going to be in that upcoming documentary. Well, this Catherine Austin Fitz is an American investment banker and former public official who served as managing director of Dillon Reed & Company and as United States Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development for Housing during the presidency of George H.W. Bush. I want you to listen to this quote, in which she describes not only altering the human DNA, but get this, installing an operating system in the human body for the purpose of connecting it to the coming financial system. Quote, they want to combine this with transhumanism, which means literally, you know, I take injections that can institute the equivalent of an operating system in my body, and so I'm hooked up to the financial system, literally, physically, close quote. Let's see, operating systems have to be upgraded. I wonder if that's why there needs to be a second vaccine. Oh, it's a booster shot. Come on. I found this from Moderna's own website. Speaking of installing an operating system via the vaccine, this is a screenshot from Moderna's site in which they describe in great detail what they refer to, their words, as their operating system. Quote, our operating system, recognizing the broad potential of mRNA, M is for messenger RNA science, we set out to create an mRNA technology platform that functions very much like an operating system on a computer. It is designed so that it can plug and play, or like plug and pray, interchangeably with different programs. In our case, the program or app is our mRNA drug, pharmaceutical, sorcery. The unique mRNA sequence that codes DNA for a protein. Still quoting, our mRNA medicines, the software of life, more like the software of death. Quoting, utilizing these instruction sets gives our investigational mRNA medicines a software-like quality. We also have the ability to combine different mRNA sequences encoding for different proteins in a single mRNA investigational medicine. Again, the links are below, but I have links to videos of Bill Gates, in his own words, using a model of the human DNA strand, talking about how they cut it using what's known as CRISPR-Cas9 technology, which, Lord willing, again, we'll talk more about in depth next week. It actually splices your human DNA and inserts this operating system.
All right, let's
okay, so that's it on the video there. Now, the guy, Pastor Farag, he's got a YouTube site, so I'm assuming that's where it's going to be held. Bailey, stop shaking your head. Sorry, that's my dog. Anyway, there you have it. Now, I'd also like to remind you again of the criteria also for the Mark of the Beast, if you haven't already been able to put it together from the video. If you cannot travel, work, buy, or sell without a certificate of vaccination, which is COV-ID, COVID ID, then this should be fairly strong evidence of a type of the mark, which now we know, and like I said, I did this blog last week, then I only saw it as a type of the mark. Now after the video, it's almost a certainty. Okay? Already, the Center for Disease Control have issued guidelines that state that no one may enter into the United States without a negative COVID test. Look it up on your mainstream media. Look it up on Google. It'll be there. Okay? And believe me, brothers and sisters, it will not be long before those guidelines are updated to read Certificate of Vaccination. Now, there has been more than enough evidence presented over the past 7 months. Dr. Carrie Minaj, I believe that's her name, Minaj. Dr. David Martin, that's David Martin World on YouTube. Dr. Carrie is on Instagram. If you comment on the blog there, I'll make sure to put that link in there for you to click it so you can follow her too. Dr. Tenpenny, Sherry Tenpenny, and Dr. Tapper. Many others have been talking about this, about these vaccines, about nanotechnology being put into them to program your DNA. Okay? It proves that there are poisons in it. In fact, regular vaccines have been proven to have fetal stem cells gathered from abortions, no less, in them. Mercury, and that's just to name a couple. Again, the doctors that I've given you about here, check them out. Find them. Pour through the evidence if you don't believe what I'm saying. Okay? Now, since this is an initial rollout of the Mark of the Beast, there are bound to be problems. Of course, people have died already because the body was not meant to be changed. It was not meant to be tampered with. It was not meant for man to play God to alter our DNA. But I tell you the truth, within a year, two, maybe even less, the messenger RNA delivery system will be perfected. It is then that I expect that it will be stated emphatically that you cannot buy or sell except that you have that mark. Or that certificate of vaccination. Don't do it. Just don't do it. It is going to kill you. Remember, whoever tries to save their lives in this world, whoever tries to keep what they have, they are going to lose them, their lives, and what they have. Whoever loses their lives for Christ's sake and the gospel the same shall save it. Now, I'm here to tell you, and I'm sorry that it's blunt. Actually, you know what? No, I'm not sorry that it's blunt. Sometimes sermons need to be blunt. Okay? If you have already taken the first round of the vaccine, if you know people who have taken that first shot, I am sorry for you. It is too late. It is too late. Revelation 13, verses 14 through 17. And here the Bible lays it out. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as should not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Doesn't that sound a lot like artificial intelligence to you? And he causeth all. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Revelation 16, verse 2. And the first went, and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Now, we got two things to consider here. It's not just receiving the vaccine that's going to damn you, but it's worshiping also the image, the technology, the AI, your phones, whatever it is that the world wonders after. Wow, how awesome is this? I gotta have it. No, you don't have to have it. The Lord tells us that the plague will fall upon them. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him. Again, technology. With which he deceived them that had received the vaccine, or the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. Here's the judgment. These were both cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Okay, this is the judgment of one who take the mark, and two who worship the image. No prayers are going to save you. Praying for the ones who have already taken the vaccine is futile. It's too late. You have already attempted to alter your DNA. There's no excuse. You cannot say, I did not know. This is why it's important. Oh, I've been telling you all for months, share the material. Nobody is sharing it. Now, you need to share this, whether you believe it or not. And believe you me, if you listen to this sermon, stop with the excuses and go and look. Do the research. Get off your duff and look at these videos that these doctors are put out. Granted, a couple of them are professing Christians. One of them is not, that I know of, from the material that I've looked at. But it doesn't matter. We're talking about the science right now. The science. That person who took the vaccine, the first dose, the second dose, you're damned already. And the offer of salvation is lost forever. And remember also, at this point in time, nobody's forcing you to take it. Nobody's forcing you to take it. Now, if it were forced on you without your consent, it would be murder. But I don't think they're going to do that. I honestly don't think they're going to do that now. I think it's going to be a matter of, look, if you want to live your life in this world, if you want to continue to feed your family, if you want to continue to keep your property, you're going to have to take this vaccine. That fits the criteria of the mark of the beast. Period. Okay? Do not believe the Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, the American Medical Association, Big Pharma, senators, Congress, the media, or even your own doctor who's telling you that it is okay to take this thing. It is not okay. It is not okay. Do not be deceived. Because believe me, deception is not going to save you. You're not going to be able to stand before the Lord of glory on the day of judgment and say, I was deceived. I didn't know better. Nobody told me. No excuse. And also, think about this also for a minute. This is just another small point. But also that these people, Pfizer, Moderna, they're immune from prosecution. They have zero liability. You can't sue them. Not that it would matter, because you're damned already even if you take it. Chances are you'll be dead before you even realize it. Some have dropped dead already. I've seen some of the numbers already that have been reported. Thousands have died already. Multiple thousands, tens of thousands, have been hospitalized. Okay, they're not dead yet. They're dying. But once they perfected that vaccine, once they perfected their operating system, the deaths will probably drop to almost nothing. But by then, everybody should know who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And look, this alone should give you enough pause to consider. Now, people are going to persecute you. They're going to laugh at you, say you're an idiot. Do you have no proof? Even if you give them the proof, they're going to say you have no proof. They're going to tell you, show me. No, don't show them. You tell them and leave it up to them to do the research. It's not up to us to perform for the dead. Okay, that's it. End of the sermon. You take it, that's it. You're done. Finished. In this world and the next. You've been warned. Now, please, beloved, don't sit on this. Okay? Please, don't. Share it. Share the sermon. It doesn't take a lot of effort to share it. Listen to the video. If you can find it, watch it. I have it. Okay, if you let me know you want to have it, I'll get in contact with you and I'll send it to you for as long as it can still remain undetected. I'm sure it won't take long. I think this thing was done like maybe a couple of days ago even by Pastor Farag. Okay, who knows how long he's going to be up. Okay, the clock is ticking. Okay. God be with you all. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless and preserve you all. May he give you strength and grace to say no and to hold to it. Remember, there are a number of ways that they're going to get you to try to take it. None of those will be acceptable to God. You take it, you're finished. Try to save your life. You will lose it. Your family are killed because of it. Better for them. It's better for them. It's no guarantee that they're going to be saved, because a person can only be saved through regeneration. But again, that's not the purpose of this sermon. You want to hear more about that? There's plenty of that material on this site. Anyway, thank you for your time. And please, beware. Beware.